Shut up.
Give me my idols because you guys are celebrating his life.
It was a terror. I'm sure it was
this
a terror.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
You're alive.
Not okay.
Shut up.
You guys need to just let it go.
We're not trying to.
Grief in silence. This is not okay.
It's not okay.
This is not a George Floyd situation. George Floyd was unarmed. He was unarmed.
You're alive.
I'm sorry.
These Black Lives Matter protesters, they are dumb of the dumbest.
Yeah, so let me tell you what's going on.
I mean, these people are stupid.
Yeah, let me tell them what's going on. So this, the reason why this woman's pissed, a dude by the name of Andrew Sundberg, no, it's not a white guy, it's a black guy, shot through her walls of
her house. It sounds like a white guy.
It sounds like a white guy, Andrew Sundberg. It's like he got a four-year degree in everything.
In psychology.
Yeah. Right, but turns out it's a black fella, and it's her next door neighbor. He's shooting through his walls into her house.
Mm-hmm. How many bullets was it?
Three or four. Here's some pictures of the bullet holes in this woman's house. Man, that, and she claimed she was like cooking supper for her kids, and the kids were in the house.
Yeah.
So she calls the cops, 911.
Yeah, cops I would too.
Yeah. So the cop, I mean, damn.
I mean, it's common sense. Who wouldn't do that?
Right? So she calls 911. The cops come. They try to get him to come out the house.
What, Andrew wouldn't come out, huh?
Andrew Sundberg didn't want to come out the house.
Y'all heard that? There was a standoff. Andrew Sundberg, he didn't want to pay attention. I mean, he didn't want to listen to the cops. He's shooting through his apartment, through other people's apartments. Yeah. Cops get there. Andrew say, you know what? I ain't coming outside. Yeah, I'm a free man. I get to do whatever I want to do.
Yeah, so the cops, he won't come out. So the cops like, this dude is dangerous. So they call some snipers in. This dude walks on front of the window. So they blew his fucking brains out. Now, the reason why this woman's pissed, Black Lives Matter is protesting this guy's death. Say he didn't have to die.
That's what these people that, these Black Lives Matter protesters, they don't even know the facts behind the case. All they care about is the person who got shot and killed by the cops is a black man. They don't care about anything that led up to him getting shot. All they care about is the cops shot a black man. That's the only thing they care about. They don't even know the facts of the case. They don't know that this man could have possibly killed several people in another apartment shooting a weapon. No, all they care about is he's black and he died at the hands of a police officer.
They're trying to push a narrative. You know how they, whenever somebody dies at the hands of a gun, they blame the gun?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They always do that. It's the gun that did it.
Nah. It's not the gun's fault when it comes to Black Lives Matter.
Right.
It's the cop's fault.
Yeah. And the black man is the victim.
Yeah.
No, they don't preach gun control when a violent thug is shooting through his apartment, through another apartment, and then the cops get there and blow his brains out. No, it's not the gun in those situations. Yeah. It's the cops shooting the black man.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't shoot my gun through my walls of my house into my neighbor's house.
Because all lives matter.
Yeah, because nothing good's going to come out of that. The cops going to come, they're going to shoot and kill my ass. That's why I don't do it.
Yeah.
Like when the cops pull me over, I don't punch the cops in the face, take his taser, and try to shoot him with it. Yeah. You know why? Because I don't want to fucking die.
These people that's preaching Black Lives Matter, if Black Lives Matter, won't you act like your life matters?
Yeah. Sad, man.
Yeah.
And then,
you know what? It's this the whole thing that went down with Uvalde.
Right.
You know how we're all on the cops for good reason. Those cops look like they didn't do anything, which, I mean, that's what the evidence.
They should have went in.
They should have went in and did something, right? They didn't do anything, right? The cops get there. They do something. They take out a violent person who's shooting through other people's apartments. They take him out, and now y'all protesting the cops doing their job.
Yes. Different situation. Same logic was used.
Yeah.
Except they used the better logic in this. And this is what y'all wanted at Uvalde, but in this particular situation, no, wait a minute, he was black. You shouldn't have did that. You should have gave him a chance.
You people in these Black Lives Matter, did you hear that one guy that said this is what they wanted to see on TV?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about? This woman, what she went through, and this man who got shot and killed by the cops,
yeah.
And look, we don't know all the facts yet, but it looked like it was rightfully so. They got a GoFundMe page for this dude. Not for the victim, not for this lady.
Hey, let me read.
They got it for the dude who got.
Let me read the GoFundMe page.
Remember they canceled Kyle Rittenhouse GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Because he wanted to raise money for his lawyer. Because, you know, clearly when you watch the video, it was self-defense. Right. No, GoFundMe bans his GoFundMe.
Yeah, but Andrew Sundberg, who's shooting through his neighbor's house, he's got a GoFundMe page. And this happened in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Let me read his GoFundMe page. His life was taken too soon by Minneapolis Police Department. A post on the page said, adding that funds would pay for funeral expenses, food, and helping Sundberg's youngest siblings. He said something good about him, too, like he was a nice guy.
I'm trying to find it.
Stupid. Look, Sundberg was described as a brother, uncle, son, friend, talented artist, hilarious, energetic human.
You can say that about every serial killer that lived on this earth. Ted Bundy. You can say that thing about Ted Bundy. You can say that about Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, what serial killer wasn't those things?
And GoFundMe, it's still up. It's over $20,000 for this dude.
Yeah. A criminal can raise money, but a person defending his own life.
Yeah, dude in the bodega, I think it's somewhere in New York. He, some guy he defended his life.
Right,
it happened
right.
in a bodega. The guy died. He was just working, and some thug came across his desk and started attacking him. So the guy killed him. And he had a GoFundMe for, like, for attorney expenses.
Mm-hmm.
GoFundMe took his page down. When it's just an old man just sitting in his bodega working at the cashier, some violent thug comes in and starts attacking him. He ends up killing him. He puts up a GoFundMe. They delete it.
But so long as you're a criminal and you're a thug and you're a violent criminal breaking gun laws, it's okay for you to raise money.
Yeah.
But not somebody defending their own life.
Yeah.
This Black Lives Matter organization, these people that protest for these people, are the dumbest of the dumb. They don't know the facts. They don't know the real situation that occurred that led up to this event.
Yeah. Why don't y'all do something for the family, the victims, the actual victims?
I mean, y'all protesting for a thug, a criminal. Where are these protests when innocent people are shot and killed on the streets by these thugs? Nobody marches for them. You don't care about black people killing other black people. You only care about white cops killing black people. That's the only thing you care about. That whole Black Lives, nobody's saying Black Lives don't matter. But that whole organization is a sham. It's to raise money and to divide this country.
Yeah. Yeah. Sucks.
That was a damn good show. Damn good show.
Yeah.
To support the show, go to officialhawkstwins.com. Anything you buy on our website, you automatically enter to win our new sweepstakes, which is a Ram TRX and $10,000 in cash. If you don't have any money to spend, don't worry. All you have to do is sign up for our SMS or email list, and you get free entrance into our contest.
Yeah, we got some new shows coming. Got all kinds of shows. Look at all these shows. We're coming to Milwaukee. We're coming to Green Bay. Man, look at all these shows we got coming.
Go to HarshTwinsTour.com for tickets.
Yeah. Hey, everyone, support this patriot.
He's a damn good man.
Yeah.
I can't say damn. Christian. Sorry, Mike. Don't let cancel culture win.
Yeah, he has lost so much due to the left. Go to MyPillow.com.
Yeah, and use promo code Harsh Twins when checking out.
Yeah, and get up to 66% off. But always, when possible, support businesses owned by freedom-loving patriots. That's why there's no Disney or Netflix for us.
Yeah.